So I DJed at Game On, which Jason's a part of.
Yeah, yeah.
Barcade. And then, so at midnight, you know, people kiss. My girlfriend was in Portugal, you know, so I was all sad. No, I had a great time.
Yeah, Jared was on FaceTime kissing her on the phone.
Yeah, I would. I would have.
He probably would have.
Well, she had New Year's Eve 5 hours earlier, so we talked. Then I saw the fireworks and stuff in
Portugal.
Is that
what they, Portugal is 5 hours ahead. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, so like at 7 before I went to Game On, I talked to her and she
had a little bit of phone sex.
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, girl. Yeah.
Ringing in the new year.
Yeah. Fireworks in the bedroom.
Trust me.
I can't believe she was like,
yeah, oh no, she did. She threw up. She was like, wait, can we not do this?
Yeah, this is ruined.
FaceTime's not working. Portugal's shutting it down. And so, but I noticed Carol was like out back or somewhere at midnight. She missed it. She missed the ball drop.
Yeah, because out back is a huge patio.
Yeah.
And in the springtime, people go out there, but it's winter, so it's kind of out there, but you can't hear. There's like no TVs yet, and you couldn't hear Jared counting down.
Got it. Okay.
And so I see, and she's like sitting at this bench by me. It's like 12:15. And Jason's kind of standing there, and I'm like, they didn't really dance that much. Carol was dancing a bunch, but I don't see Jason not much of a dance. He danced a little bit. But I was like, they didn't even kiss at midnight. You know, this time last year, not a great time. They're back together.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
Yeah, you were going through a time time last year.
I said, Carol, stand up. She's like, what? And I say, stand up right now. She's like, what? What are you doing? I say, stand up. Jason, come here. Y'all missed the kiss. At least hug each other now. I swear to God, Katie and Matt, it looked like a brother and sister who just got in a big fight that you make hug. Their hands were like straight down to the side. They're like touching chest and like one did like a pat on the back, like, good game, bud.
Good. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, come on, guys. And then anyway.
Well, to be fair.
It was
fair,
a little awkward because I was standing there.
Yeah, to be fair, that day was a difficult day. We had a little tiff.
Mm. Oh, can you say about what?
No.
Oh.
No, actually right. Not.
Okay, fine. You had a fight. All right.
I know it's about, and I know you can't say
okay.
It was a tiff.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's probably why the hug was not as warm as it could have been.
It was not warm. It was cold.
I was disappointed that we didn't kiss at midnight. It was disappointing to me.
Did you make up for it and get over it?
The next day, I would say, you know, but it wasn't New Year's Eve anymore.
Kiss at noon.
Well, and then to wrap this up, it is New Year's Eve, and so obviously it's New Year's Eve. People are drinking or whatever, and Jason and Carol, they're going to get an Uber, but at that time
of
night.
Oh, my gosh. Think about what you're getting at that time. I hit the Uber. There's no Ubers.
Mm-mm.
Especially over there. I guess it was just tied up. It was only like $100 a minute to go on an Uber.
It's so cheap. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you guys are on the way home. No problem. I could take you guys home. Only problem was, and I was actually borrowing Stephanie's Jeep while she was, because you know my car situation, I haven't bought a new car yet, to fit all the DJ equipment in.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, y'all can come with me. And Carol, boom, she's in the front seat.
Yep, I'm in.
And then I'm still loaded. I get everything loaded up. And then I look back and it's packed. And Jason is sitting in Ezra's car seat. And I go, Jason, I can take the car seat out. He goes, nope, I fit in it. And he did.
You did?
And he did.
Fit in it?
Yeah, I
did.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I think I actually strapped him in. Yeah. Nice and safe. And then I just drove them home, and that was my New Year's Eve.
There it is. One big happy family.
Well, I wanted to take the car seat out if I could fit in it.
He's like, no, you got to do it. I fit in it. And sure enough, he fit in Ezra's car seat.
That is shocking. Excellent. I have been in the position where I've had to like be in the back seat, and then in a rush, you just get in. You're like, fine, I'll just sit wherever. My butt does not fit in a car seat at all.
My butt fairly fits in the back seat, let alone a car seat.
What I will say is when I scheduled the Uber, I forgot to unschedule it.
Oh.
So there was this massive charge. It was a big charge. I guess it's not the full charge, but they charge if you miss it now.
Especially on a holiday.
Yeah, they charge. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want a bad rating, so I also tipped. Yeah. On top of the big charge and gave him 5 stars for not picking me up.
Or not picking you up.
Because you forgot to cancel it.
Good time.
Most expensive ride you never took.
That's right.
So the year's only going to go downhill. Jason started with a compliment. There's no way it's going to get better, but I'll take it.
That is true. He already tried to qualify it. You know, well, what I meant was not, it's like you were the best DJ in this building tonight.
He said of all time. You know, he talks all time in the history of the world, even in Norfolk.
That's pretty strong. I mean, are you guys gonna make out and get married later or what?
Oh, that's why I'm sick. I think he got me sick when we made out.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's why Carol was smart and didn't kiss him.
Yeah. Because me and Jason were kissing at midnight.
Yeah. That's
the secret. She knew what was up.
Probably were.
He said the beard kind of threw him off. I'm like, you'll get used to it.